Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So you're looking for Tim?
Yes. So
what happened with you and Tim?
Oh, so weird. So we went on a date. We went to the casino. It was really fun. And now he's not answering my calls or my texts. And, like, nothing really happened on the date that would have been weird.
I'm just glad this is that was just your first date?
Yeah, we went out once, and we were having a great time. We laughed the whole time. I picked up the tab.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, as much as I love the casino, there are many, many things that could possibly go wrong there.
No, we literally just went out to dinner. That's it. Like, nothing happened. It was a really nice dinner. We had a nice time. There was nothing, like, nothing even happened.
You didn't gamble or anything?
No, we just had dinner.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, during dinner, maybe, did you just say anything? Sometimes it doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be just, like, it could be something that you say or the way you say something that the other person, like, is overanalyzing. Did anything like that happen?
Right. So what I was thinking, like, could have happened, I was venting to him about work because one of my coworkers, like, f***ed up a project. And I don't know, maybe he thinks I'm just, like, a crazy, angry lady and doesn't want to deal with me because I'm enraged. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends, I guess. If you were like, that f***ing bitch, I hope she dies.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that fervent. But yeah, I was definitely venting for a while.
Yeah. Maybe he's the guy at work that people complain about and he could relate. And he's like, you don't know. You don't know what she was going through. Anyway, you know what? Bethany, we shall give Tim a call for you next.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tim?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, perfect. So Tim, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain why we're calling? Because we got your number from somebody who, from a female that likes you.
Hold on. I just woke up. Who is this again?
Okay, so we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, and we got your phone number from a girl who would love to go on a date with you, and it's a girl that you know, so I'm going to tell you her name, and if you agree to go on a date with her, we will pay for any date that you want to do. You just literally tell us the restaurant, the day, the time, and you're eating and drinking for free all night with this girl. What do you think?
Say no more. I love free shit.
Beautiful.
I don't even care who she is. Let's go.
All right, perfect. Okay, so her name is Bethany.
Are you serious right now?
Yes. So, Bethany, you guys went out on a date, and she said you guys had a great time, and you said yes. So, where would you like to go?
Back to sleep. I'm hearing that name. I'll do anyone but her.
Said back to sleep.
Is it because, by any chance, when she was venting at work about a coworker or something like that?
No, that's not why. Actually, her coworker's a dumb bitch, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But the date with Bethany was fine.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like, though, was her going on a date later that night with another dude.
Wait, she went on a date later that night with another dude? How the hell do you know that?
Wow, that's talent.
She did it at the same place.
What?
She did it at the same place that you guys went to?
Yes.
How?
So, after dinner, I went out with a couple buddies, and we were gambling, and we hung around at the same place for a few hours.
Yeah.
At one of my points, my buddy wants to take a piss. He comes back and told me he saw Bethany chilling another date at the same restaurant we were at. But she's wearing a different outfit.
Okay. Same restaurant, too? She should have at least somewhere else.
But she was wearing a different outfit.
Oh!
Maybe that's her favorite. Okay, so are you sure it was her?
Yeah, I'm sure it was her. I said, this bitch and blocked her.
Okay. Well,
I gotta hear this.
Yeah, Bethany is just in case to confirm it was her or not. Bethany is on the phone and she heard what you said. So Bethany.
Yeah.
Is it the way you said? Yeah.
Busted.
Yeah. Did you go out? Just yes or no. Did you go out on another date the same night that you went out with Tim to the same restaurant in a different outfit?
Yes, but okay, there's an actually like a normal explanation. So I was on a first date with Tim, obviously, and then I went on a second date with Dennis. And after being on the second date with Dennis, after comparing them, I decided that I wasn't really that into Dennis. And I kind of told him afterwards, you know, like, I don't know if this is going to work out. Like, thanks for your time.
Oh, okay. There you go, Tim.
The f- is Dennis supposed to make me feel better? And where did you change outfits at?
What? Okay. My friend had a suite for the night, so I literally went upstairs.
Okay.
Did you bang him there, too?
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, he
oh my God.
She set up a date for the same night, and she didn't tell him?
Oh, my. No, I have a female friend who had a suite upstairs. I left my stuff up there. I got changed. I went out with this guy. Literally had the same type of experience that you and I had. Nothing happened. We had dinner, and I told him afterwards that it wasn't going to work out.
Can you imagine the wait staff at the restaurant seeing her in again? Like doing a double take. Like, wait a minute.
Super confused.
You know what's so crazy? Actually, they sat us at the same table.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, my God.
If I went on a date with two girls and brought them to the same restaurant, you call me a piece of but how is it okay when you do it?
Because I literally just explained to you what happened. It was not shady at all, and I have a perfectly good explanation. Like, why are you yelling? Plus, if you went on two dates with two different girls at the same time, you'd probably be like, make up some bullshit thing and lie to me. So I'm
okay.
Wait, hold on. Listen, Tim. She literally. You might not like her explanation, but she was honest with you, and it was a good explanation.
Wait, I have a quick question. Hold on. What did you order for food the second time around? Were you still hungry? I'm just curious.
I ordered the same exact thing, and I ate half of each, and
okay.
I brought it all.
Now this is getting weirder.
Wow.
She had it all planned out. Oh, yeah, Tim, she also said she paid for your date. Listen, would you like to go on another date with Bethany, who chose you over Dennis?
No, this bitch.
What? I'm literally being honest with you. I'm not even getting, like, angry or emotional. And, like, it's not like you caught me in a lie. I didn't lie about going on a date. I'm telling you exactly what happened. And it's absolutely rational.
It ain't rational. I'll get you right after we're dressed in a pantsuit and Dennis gets it right in a yellow sundress. You're probably going to bang you after that, too. You go
yourself. God.
Oh, my God.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.